At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Rolls out to Bork, wide open. He feeds it ahead. In, forehand, Johnston, of course. Six games in a row. Wyatt Johnston. And Dallas has broken it open.
You wanted more stars, you are getting it, according to the Sean and RJ listener fan survey to start off the Friday edition on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Bell.
I just had something dawn on me. Do you think we had so many people say they wanted more stars because you always make Peyton turn off my mic when we talk stars?
Oh, wow, that's a I didn't even think of that.
Maybe that was just a polite way to say, baby, I need to shut up.
Oh, that'd be epic. That's great. 5-1. Stars over Nashville. The Stars, after struggling for nearly two periods, exploded, as you just heard with the call on Victory Plus, for five straight and won their seventh straight, 5-1 over the Preds.
And Wyatt is just on, he's on a heater, man. He is on a heater. There was only one downside of last night, and that's I hate the dark, the black uniforms with the neon. Those are my least favorite uniforms in DFW.
Oh, they're cool.
They're too much. They're too much. I need a black light on those things. it's the only downside to me. Other than that, this team is rocking.
Wyatt with another goal, six straight games, which is the longest active run in the NHL. The Stars have now earned a point in each of their last 10 games played, 8-0-2 in their last 10, longest point streak since 2019. Spittle with an interesting stat, Spits and Suds podcast. The Stars have now won 28 games at home. The team record for most wins in a season at home is 29, set in the Stanley Cup season of 98-99. Mm-hmm. They remain 4 points back of Winnipeg and have two more home games this weekend, both in the afternoon. Tomorrow against the Penguins, Sunday against Minnesota.
And they're clear Colorado at the moment. Like, they're six clear. They don't have to worry about them. Winnipeg, it's going to be tough, right? You know, Winnipeg's got one more game in hand than the Stars do, so the Stars can actually catch that. But they only have seven games left to be able to get those 4 points. They essentially are probably going to have to win out and hope that Winnipeg, I mean, Winnipeg can't be stealing points here in overtime. They can't do that.
I got a stat for you today, actually.
Oh.
And Chop, you're going to have to tell me if this is impressive or not. I think it is, given the reaction I saw from the NHL Twitter account. So NHL tweeted this. Active players with back-to-back 30-goal seasons by age 21. You tell me if these are good players, Chop. Alex Ovechkin,
I heard of him.
Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
Evgeny Malkin.
Sure.
Steven Stamkos.
Yeah, why not?
Connor McDavid.
I think he's got staying power.
Patrick Lane.
Yes.
Austin Matthews.
Sure.
Wyatt Johnston.
Oh.
That's the list.
It's a hell of a list.
Speaking of Ovechkin, are we not hearing from him enough or about him
about
enough?
About him. Yeah, about him. Because he is, what, 3 goals away?
Yeah.
And of breaking Gretzky's record, and we're hearing nothing about it.
Right.
Like, it's you'll see it on SportsCenter, just like, you know, it's just a number. But no one's talking about this. And if this was like anything else, if this was, you know, we heard more about LeBron approaching
Kareem.
More people know Gretzky's the leading, I think, to me, all-time goals leader than that knew Kareem was the all-time scoring leader. I think the casual would have thought, could have been Jordan, could have been any number of people, right?
Bobby, who is the all-time home run king?
Barry Bonds.
If someone approached that versus LeBron, Kareem, and this, how do you rank the accomplishments?
I think the home run. Because, I mean, it got objectively more at the time. You know, it got more coverage at the time when, you know, when McGuire was breaking Maris's record.
Now, who's the real home run king since you said Bonds?
It's Bonds.
Who's two?
Aaron. Yeah, Aaron. And then it would go Ruth. And then it would go A-Rod, right? A-Rod's at 696.
Yeah. So he would be the next one. I mean, it's part of this. When I was just looking it up, I was like, why is it as quiet as it is? Because I was looking, I was like, did he just stack up a ton more games than Gretzky over the career? He's actually played two fewer games than Gretzky to this point.
And the reason I asked you about the all-time home run king, I wanted to see how quick you could come up with it. Like, NFL all-time touchdown leader, I don't have it in my mind instantly.
It's either Rice or
scoring or passing.
Passing.
It's passing.
It's Peyton.
Isn't it? Or is it Favre?
All-time passing touchdowns?
It's Peyton.
Like, I thought Brady broke it.
Just use Google.
Shoot, see, now I don't know. Because it's been broken like 3 times in the last 20 years.
Yeah, like the baseball ones we knew as kids because they had stood forever. And now they're all kind of homogenized.
Oh, yeah, Brady and Breeze both passed him.
Yeah.
So the 1, 2, 3 all-time
Brady, Breeze, Manning.
Brady, Breeze, Manning. Wow, Breeze is second all-time.
Right, I know, right? It's some of these records. And this one has stood for, you know, 30 years. When did Gretzky play last? The late 90s.
99.
Will he go down as better than Crosby all time?
I don't think so. I mean, Cassidy won, 3 cups. Alex has got 1. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to go down. He had a knock on him that he couldn't win. And then he finally broke through late in his career.
Has there been an older-looking guy playing as well still in any sport?
He looks 50.
He's all, I mean, he's Silver Fox.
He looks 50 years old. there is no doubt about that. I don't know how he is doing it at this age.
As someone who doesn't know hockey, but enjoys it, I'm like Kristen watching baseball. That's me watching hockey. I enjoy it. I don't totally get everything with it. Is Ovechkin versus Crosby similar to the Brady Manning discussion?
Yes.
Where it's like, Sidney has
Peyton's
the,
Crosby and Ovechkin is Brady.
Where it's like the raw statistical freak may be more Ovechkin, but the actual like accomplishments and titles and things like that, that's going to be more Crosby.
That could be fair. That could be fair because, you know, Sidney obviously he won more, but he had a better team around him too.
So would you say Crosby is who?
Like Ovechkin, Crosby, like obviously he won a lot more. But I think that he's probably going to go down as better anyway. Even though he might not have the actual scoring that Ovechkin does.
By the way, the fan text correcting us because I forgot about this. It is not A-Rod next at 696 because Pujols got to 703.
He did go to 703? Okay. Yep. I completely forgot about him.
Association last night, huge game. Between California, the Warriors go into Los Angeles and beat the Lakers. Steph with 37. Luka takes the blame. Your typical Luka quotes afterwards, I have to be better. I take responsibility. It's the same thing. It's more generic than Dak Prescott talking.
That performance for me is unacceptable, is what he said, which you agreed with. You walked into the studio this morning and you agreed with that. That was unacceptable.
He has now screwed me twice in my last two Luka gambling plays. he screwed me coming up just short. And he's supposed to be the lock through underdog. But last night, Luka, 6 of 17 shooting. He did not make a 3. 0 of 6 from 3. That breaks the streak for him. 19 points total, 8 rebounds, 7 assists.
Yeah, he is. When you look at how he's shot since he got to L.A., he has not been efficient at all. His lowest career shooting year was his rookie year here in Dallas. He shot 42.7%. And in 23 games with the Lakers now, he just passed his total number of games played for Dallas this season. He played 22 here, so he just got to 23 with the Lakers. He's shooting 41.2%, so that's the lowest he's ever shot in his career.
Lakers lose. If the playoffs started today, they're taking on the Warriors in round one. How about that? That's one of those, I can't decide whether I don't want that to happen to hope to get it later, like West Finals, or just take it because you know you're getting it in round one.
Yeah.
You know, like, because, man, you want that later on. But I think I'm just taking it. I'm taking it to get the locked in matchup.
Yeah, you take it because then, you know, I think that I'm not scared of the Warriors. Like, I don't know. I mean, if you were to ask, like, which teams have a chance to make it out of the West, I mean, they would be my, at best, third choice, maybe fourth.
Which is so odd from you, because you've always been the, at the end of the day, the Chiefs are going to get it done guy.
Well, they're not the Chiefs.
But the Warriors have shown they're pretty close to the Chiefs.
They're getting old, man. They're getting old. Like, I don't buy Houston at all. Like, I wouldn't even put Houston as one of my 5 most likely to get out of the West.
The big story, though, in the association, Ja Morant got the gun warning.
He got it again.
And then he did this.
Now Morant with 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Didn't hurt him. Goel Ware on Morant, 3 seconds. Morant into the paint, steps in, steps back, fade away at the buzzer. It rattles around and goes down. Ja Morant will send the Grizzlies off to Detroit with a last-second victory.
The game-winning walk-off on Grizz Radio in Miami. The Heat been playing fantastic after the Jimmy trade, at least in the last 6 games. Memphis wins. So the other night against the Warriors, Ja does the gun gesture. He and Buddy Hield were both warned. We didn't have enough time to get to it yesterday. We should have. What should have been Adam Silver's reaction to that first gun gesture? Because Stephen A. Smith came out and said, come on, NBA, let's not go crazy. Let the guy play. Yeah. Let's not reach.
Well, the gun wasn't mine.
I don't care about it. I don't care about it. Like
if you're the commissioner.
Oh, you're the commissioner.
What would you have done? Would you have done nothing? Warning, fine, warning. Suspension.
Warning. I'd have just warned them.
Okay.
Now that the fact that you warn them, my assumption is they were told about the warning. I think it's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
The moment you warn them and they, like, if they had gone like a couple of weeks and did it again, you know what? I could do a light punishment. The fact they did the very next night, that's like an in your face kind of like, I'm just not listening to you. Now you're suspended.
Ja last night, on the day that the warning news comes out, does it again.
Yeah.
He did it again. Wow.
He's either just the dumbest person, or he's absolutely defiant. But I mean, this is exactly what happened with the real gun too, where it was like the next day he had another gun incident. He's just an idiot, I think is what I've come down on. But I think it's also just, he doesn't respect Adam Silver.
Right.
He doesn't respect what Adam Silver has to say, because Adam Silver is the king of the 2.5 count. It's the 1, 2, 2.5,
that line,
2 3/4.
That line in your email last night made me laugh out loud. 2.5.
Yeah. That's
what would you have done after the first one? And now what do they need to do?
Fine him after the first one. If anybody else does it, warning, I think makes sense. With him and his history, you do have to fine him, I think. Not suspend him, but just give him a fine. Just like, dude, you can't do that. We've already talked to you. You've been told what the standard is. This now, where you're being defiant, now you need to get suspended.
Yep.
And it's not... It's more the principle rather than the actual gesture.
I can't find a lot of post-game quotes. Like, I don't know if he got peppered with gun gesture questions afterwards. He said after the win, he's well aware of the criticism. He said it doesn't bother him. I'm kind of used to it. I was pretty much a villain for 2 years now. Every little thing, if someone can say something negative about me, it's going to be out there. So, yeah, I don't care no more. That makes it sound like he's like, I'm going out
Guns blazing.
Yeah. You know, Reggie Miller, very famous. Choke sign, right? People have done the choke sign for years. If Latrell Sprewell had done the choke sign, the NBA would have said, you can't do it.
Right.
Like, other people, even if other people get warned for it, you cannot do it because you actually choked somebody. That's a thing that's in your history that got you in trouble. So you can't do the choke sign, dude. Yeah.
So what's the amount of games? I agree, suspension.
One.
Now. One?
Yeah, one game for that. It's defiant, but I mean, just one. It's a sign.
You think just one?
Seems a little low.
I agree. Again,
personally, I don't care. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do anything, but the commissioner already warned him. So now he's doing it defiantly. Let's see. It's
three?
They've played 77 games. Rest of the regular season, five games.
Ooh.
817. Why is an announcer allowed to holler bang, but you can't make a simple motion with your hand? Because Ja has literally held up a gun to people and gotten in trouble for this.
I'll tell you this. I've never heard an announcer yell bang and thought gun.
Yeah, Mike Breen, I don't think.
Never, it's
has
never
his
once.
Collection of ARs yeah. at home in New York when he leaves the garden. Like, he could, maybe.
Yeah, Ja needs to go and come just do full on bow and arrow now. It's not a gun. Same concept. Just do a bow and arrow.
Do it the next day.
It's not who I am.
That is unbelievable. That is defiant. So that's last night in the sports world for you to catch up and get ready for your Friday and your weekend, courtesy of Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. They are not happy in Boston over the Cowboys' Joe Milton trade. I went and spied on the mass holes. We continue to celebrate a positive Jerry Steven move inside the Star next.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
None of us know if it's going to work out. All we can do is react to the thought process and the move. And it's all praise, rare praise, for the Dallas Cowboys front office after yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, the news broke that they were giving up a fifth-round pick for former Patriots quarterback Joe Milton and also getting a seventh-rounder back. And we like the way it looks and sounds. Joe Milton, in case you did not know, coming out and saying that he grew up a Cowboy fan. My mom always had a Cowboys shirt on. She always talked about them. Living in Texas has been a lifelong dream of mine, and now I'm with them. I am ready to work. And this was Joe Milton after his fantastic. I went back and watched his game against Buffalo.
Well, now,
Corey Majors had said a lot of dinks and dunks. I didn't see that. Now, I didn't watch like the whole game. I saw enough downfield throws where I was impressed. Now, one game. It was week 18, but you could hear the ball hitting the hands of the wide receivers with the TV broadcast. And Joe was going downfield. He was quick. He was decisive. Hopefully that continues here in DFW. And this is what Joe Milton sounds like on finally getting a chance to play.
Man, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Still to this moment right now, none of this feel real. Just because I did scout team the whole year. You know, I didn't know when my moment was going to come. You know, everybody around the building just kept saying the same thing. Just be ready for your moment. And I didn't know it was going to come, you know, today. Like I said all week, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, then I'll be ready. So none of this today still feels real. And even right now, it still doesn't. So I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can. But, you know, at the same time, you know, just be cheerful with my brothers and, you know, cherish the moments that I have right now before it's all over.
He was 22 of 29 for 241, a touchdown throwing. He also rushed for a touchdown and 16 yards. Todd Archer added other Cowboy thoughts when it came to making a quarterback move. The Cowboys had interest in adding Jacoby Brissett, but he signed with Arizona. They also discussed the possibility of Drew Lock. Joe Milton is under contract for 3 years at much lower numbers. And when I look at that list of options... Yeah. Sign me up for Joe Milton.
Sign me up for Joe Milton. He's Chuck Norris. He's Chuck Norris of the NFL.
He's Chuck Norris's age, too.
He's just a myth. All right? All the things he does is mythical. You know, it's like, it's just, you know, he doesn't just push-ups. He pushes the earth down. You know, like Joe Milton doesn't throw dinks and dunks. You know, Corey Majors said that the other day, throw dinks and dunks. There's no dinks and dunks. Joe Milton could throw left-handed and throw the ball 40 yards downfield.
He knocks over the coffee when he tries to dunk his donut in it.
He just looks at the coffee cup. It's like the guy, he is, I gotta say, he is a mythical figure that just doesn't know where the ball's going, and that's his major flaw.
He is 2 months older than Trey Lance. He was in school for a while. Yeah. And so, but I mean, he's, all the traits are there. That's the thing. It is all a traits thing, and you essentially traded a sixth round pick for him, is what you did.
Albert Breer tried to bring up the Jimmy chart for the deal. The 171st pick is worth 23 points. The 217th pick is worth 4.2. So the trade value here is 18.8 points, equivalent to the 181st pick. He was drafted at 193 when he came out. So his lone start dropped the Pats from first to fourth in the draft order, a loss value of 1,200 points, same value as the 12th pick in the draft, which is Dallas's first rounder. So that's Albert trying to come up with Jimmy Johnson math.
No, I mean, it makes sense, though, because that if you're talking about how do you assign a point value to each pick when you give up a back end of the fifth and you pick up the very first pick of the seventh round, because that's what that pick is that they got. It's the very first one in the seventh round. Then that gap that you've created is essentially where Joe Milton got picked, which means you basically got a do-over to pick Joe Milton from last year is what you did.
Yep, that's it.
And to me, there's nothing to be unhappy about when you saw... he played well in the preseason. He played well in his game against Buffalo. That's enough to say, well, he showed he can kind of put the talent together a little bit, so that's absolutely worth doing it over and taking him in the sixth.
Well, they're unhappy in New England. Oh, Mike, yeah. Mike Reese, who is the Todd Archer, covers the Patriots for ESPN. Here's what he tweeted. Trade of Milton for modest draft pick return sparks a thought that it was driven as much by QB room dynamics as anything else. It clears the runway for Drake May. There's also a thought in Boston. Jordan Schultz, friend of the station, NFL insider, Ian Rappaport enemy, came out and said there were better offers. There were other offers from the Raiders, Eagles, Giants, and Steelers. They had a better offer. I should say they had one better offer, interest from those other teams, but chose to send him where he wanted out of respect? What? And that has Felger and Maz sat behind us in, where's the Super Bowl?
New Orleans.
New Orleans sat behind us at a table. In New Orleans, you guys weren't there. It was my dinner with my LSU buddy. And they are a dominant show in New England, and they're not happy about these reports.
Well, I think the Patriots have perfected the art of giving away quarterbacks for no good return. That's what it feels like to me. Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, Joe Milton, and I'm not telling you that he belongs in the same breath as either one of those guys, but fifth round pick. They drafted him in the sixth, right? Do I have that right? Someone sent me a text today saying it was a seventh. I remember a sixth. But so that's all they could get after that, and all the hype and all the bullcrap and all these people wanted to trade Drake May. Some of them, not all these people, but that's what it is, a fifth round pick.
Why bother trading him at all?
I agree. You should have held on to him. You should have gotten more for him. And then some of the reports out there saying that that they had better offers on the table, but they wanted to accommodate Milton. Why? Since when does he get the kind of treatment you'd give a 10-year veteran in the league? Jacoby Brissett wants to go somewhere. He's put his time in. I would work with Jacoby Brissett. I would. I think his heart's in the right place. Like, fine, veteran guy, put his time in the league, no problem. You tell us where you want to go, and as long as it's not a huge difference, we'll accommodate your request. Joe Milton, who's been here 5 minutes? You got to keep him happy? Why?
I love it. And I agree. If it's true, you're accommodating him, yeah. A six-round pick who has been there for one season, not this lifelong backup. What they're trying to hang on to, based upon the Mike Reese report, and you had said that he's a good kid, they're trying to hang on to he was a problem in the meeting room. Quarterback room dynamics. And the other co-host on here says, if you know Mike Reese, Patriots insider, you know what he's trying to say.
So let's just say he's a total a-hole. Joe Milton is.
It's Bailey Zappe all over again. Like, this should be my job.
Okay, so he's an a-hole, and he's a pain in the ass. He's a pain in the ass internally. He's a chance to be a pain in the ass in the room.
Good. So you just trade him for nothing?
Right, exactly. That's the part I don't get.
As opposed to, and look, if the return's good enough, you give up on the potential. But the kid does have potential. I have no idea. I mean, no, I'm guessing he's not going to be an NFL quarterback. He's probably not. Too raw, not accurate enough, whatever. But we're wrong about this stuff all the time. He's got tools out the wazoo.
Correct.
So why wouldn't you just hold on and see? Unless someone makes it really worth your while. Dallas did not make it worth your while. You moved up from the seventh to the fifth. Who gives a rat's ass?
So they're not happy about the compensation. They're not happy about the idea that Joe was accommodated. Would that surprise you to hear, Choppy, Tennessee Vol, that Joe was raising havoc or being a problem behind the scenes?
It's everything that was like opposite of what happened in Knoxville when he lost his job to Hendon Hooker. And, I mean, they moved in together. They became, like, best friends. Like, that's everything opposite of what I heard. I think the reality is that I think Drake saw him as a threat. There's your quarterback room. I know it's weird that they would say quarterback dynamic and they would just go to Joe Milton and say he was the problem. No, the reality is probably Drake felt a little bit insecure about the whole thing.
They wanted the other Tennessee quarterback. They wanted Josh Dobbs. Yeah. And once they got Josh Dobbs, then they had no more use for Joe Milton. Honestly, it was just they didn't need him anymore. And honestly, I got to look at this. When was Dobbs in Tennessee with the Titans? Was that with Vrabel?
It was with Vrabel.
So that was with Vrabel. This is Vrabel just wanting his own guy to back him up. And so that you're going to accommodate it. Vrabel probably felt bad. Like, hey, I know your expectation was you were going to be the backup here. I've got my own person I'm going to bring in. So I'll tell you what, we're going to facilitate a trade to make sure that you go where you want to go, because I know this isn't what you signed up for.
You know how they do the on the Facebook, they do the meta.
The Facebook? It hasn't been called that in 20 years, John.
I know, right? They do the content summary where they'll like the comment summary.
Oh, yeah, the creepy AI summary of what we're all talking
where
about.
Where they summarize everybody's comments so you don't have to go filter through them. On this Joe Milton story, it said, commenters overwhelmingly disapprove of the Patriots trade, feeling they received too little in return. They believe his potential and talent were undervalued. Like even Meta knows this is a bad deal.
And the Cowboys are getting good grades from the evaluators.
Seth Walter of ESPN gave the Cowboys an A-. CBS Sports gave the Cowboys a flat A in the trade. They gave Patriots a C. Walter gave the Patriots a C for their return. So that's really, really solid. And you know, the Cowboys got more for a late five than they got for Mingo and Trey Lance.
Look, I mean, there's,
they made up for it.
Look, I remember when Dan Quinn got hired here in Dallas, there was a handful of people, not most. Most everybody was happy with it. There was a handful of people who were complaining and just going, another dumb hire, another one. And I said at the time, I was like, if you are upset with the hire, you want to be upset. That's what you've made up in your mind. You just want to be upset about everything that happens. If you're upset here in Dallas about this Joe Milton trade, which there's a handful I saw.
Yeah.
We're just, bargain shopping again. But there's nothing to be upset about this. If you're upset with this trade, you just want to be unhappy about everything with the Cowboys. That's fine. But just recognize you're going to complain about everything with the Cowboys and be unhappy all the time.
I agree. 877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line here on DFW Sports Station. We're your home of the Dallas Cowboys, and it's the return of the Rangers tonight against the Rays pregame right here on this station. Ice Cube with a personal message back to the morning show for being an ignorer and a hater. That's next right here. We got a final ticket giveaway for you being a Tolo during the 720 Expressway. We want you to win that as part of the 6 a.m. Club. Ice Cube fires back next. RJ previews the Final Four tomorrow night coming up at 7 o'clock in your college kegger. A final Tolo ticket giveaway after that during the commercial-free 720 Expressway. But yesterday, the KNC Masterpiece had on Ice Cube to talk about the new Friday that is finally coming back out. In Crosstalk, Bobby Belt with the embarrassing admission. Really unacceptable, inexplicable, unexplainable admission that you had never seen the first Friday, and the KNC Masterpiece relayed that to Ice Cube.
What would you say to one of our morning show hosts who has never seen any of the Friday movies? We dunked on him this morning for that. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you tell Mr. Bobby Belt who has never seen a Friday movie?
Where have you been?
Yes.
Like, where you been all you know, this whole time since 95? Look, you want to laugh? You got some homework. Go check out the Friday movie.
Yes.
You can watch them in order. And, you know, you're probably going to have a headache after laughing so hard. So
that's a fact.
Do yourself a favor.
It's a very soft sell, I feel like, from Ice Cube. Like I mean, you can't give me more than that. Just then, like, you want to laugh till your head hurts?
He was speechless.
Are we done yet, Ice Cube, talking
he
there?
He was probably smoking weed like he did in the movie.
Probably. Maybe, that's exactly.
Maybe.
I have a couple issues with that clip. None of them related to Ice Cube. All of them related to the KNC Masterpiece. First off, Kevin Hagelin said he donked on me. He didn't dunk on me. He said we donked on him this morning.
No.
Play it.
Donked on him this morning for that.
Wow.
That's a donked.
Okay.
That's interesting.
And then when he says, you're going to laugh till you have a headache. And then Corey like giggles and goes like, hey, facts or something. What did he say? I don't even remember what he said. But listen to what he says. It's such a courtesy laugh.
after laughing so hard. So
that's a fact.
Do yourself a favor. Hey,
that's a fact.
We're guilty of plenty of fake.
No, hell no. I would not go facts. I would not give a. I would not give a courtesy laugh or anything else and say facts that I love Ice Cube. I'm totally in favor of watching the movie. I love the song. This is one of the greatest songs of all time. But I think that if I was not, if I was genuinely against it, that sell from him is not enough to pull me over.
Peyton, have you seen it, the first one?
I think I've seen the first one. Whichever one is the guy in the bathroom spraying himself and I got fired on my day off. I saw that one with Debo. Yeah. I've seen that one.
Yeah, okay. Did you think it was good?
I thought it was great.
Okay.
Great movie.
I forgot about Debo.
Kristen called me and she was like, "Why?" She's like, "You haven't watched that?" I was like, "No." And she was like, "Why have you not seen that?" And so she loves Ice Cube. She was freaking out.
I'm surprised she never came across.
It's always on.
It's always on. I'm surprised she never came across the TV. Like, and even if you never saw it all the way, like, start to finish, like, you would have seen enough of it to, like, you know, to basically have seen the whole thing.
I mean, I've seen those, everything Peyton just referenced, I know.
Right.
But, I mean, that's just because it's become so pop culture ingrained.
A travel warning, if you are heading out this weekend, like I did last week in San Antonio, be careful of leaving that toothbrush out.
So, this has got over 5 million views on the social medias. But this flight attendant is warning you, when you go to a hotel room, what do you do with your toiletry bag? What do you do with your toothbrush?
So I put the toothbrush, I dangle it. I have it like on the ledge of the sink. I balance it so dangle that the it. Mouth part
doesn't touch anything.
Is over the open part
yeah.
of the sink.
Yeah, I used to do that. I have like a...
Or I'll put it in like the little glass that they give you. I'll stand it up in that.
Okay, the cup. Yeah.
I don't ever pack a toothbrush. I always go to the front desk at the hotel and say, "Hey, do you have some travel toothbrushes?" And then they always give me one and it comes in a little wrapper and I just put it back
Why
in
Why don't that. You travel it?
Because I know they have them up there, so I don't want to forget my toothbrush somewhere potentially, because that would be something I would do. So I go to the front desk, get one there, and then just I get
but
a fresh...
But you're forgetting your toothbrush at home.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I leave it at home. I'm not going to bring it with me on the road and then potentially forget to pack it back, because that has happened twice.
You don't have another toothbrush at your house? You don't have backup toothbrushes?
No, like, I always have one that I'm using primarily, and then there's some others under there. But I don't want to... Basically, what I'll do is I'll bring...
an electric one?
No.
Okay. I think you're putting way too much value into it.
Yeah, way too much.
I think I'm saving
space. You're fine
with
leaving computer chargers and your bag. No, that's it. But God forbid the toothbrush.
That's an example of how much I forget and why I need it. Yeah. But it's just walk down and they give you all the toothpaste, everything
it's
else.
It's really impossible to forget packing up your toiletries in a hotel room.
Yeah, it really is.
Tough. It really is. You walk in every room, you look at the bathroom, you look at the sink, uh-huh. and you take everything that's on there and you put it in your bag.
Yeah. Like, I've left clothes. Right? Clothes fall behind
in that closet.
They're the closet. They fall behind the couch, the sofa, whatever there is, the chair, you know, the chair, the sea chair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about that, but yeah, they fall behind that. But I've never left a toiletry that I could think of. Right. Maybe a poof, my poof.
Maybe a charger left in the wall.
Yeah, maybe the charger.
I've left everything you can leave in a hotel room I have before.
So what they're saying, though, is this flight attendant is saying, like, listen, we travel everywhere, all over the world. Lock your toothbrush in the safe with your toiletry bag. Because the housekeeping, she said you would be disgusted with what housekeeping has done with toothbrushes, what they've been caught on video cameras. People like leave like these hidden cameras in there. They're cleaning the sink with your toothbrush. They're putting it in their mouth. They're just doing disgusting things with your toothbrush. Lock that thing up in the safe.
I got to see the video. First of all, I'm not laying the toothbrush in the safe. I'm not going in the safe.
Well, you would put it in your toiletry bag.
I'm not going in the safe every time to get my toothbrush out. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing it. And I'm going to have to see the video. This person accusing these fine hotel workers. I'm going to have to see some of the evidence. I trust the hotel worker.
Well, and where
blindly.
Where's this? Why would they have had such a problem with that person? Like, do they just have, like, when you have a messy room, do they do this to everybody just because they're so mad at the world? They're just like, I'm going to mess with everybody.
Right? Yeah, they just don't get in the toilet. You never know.
What is the amount of days?
Because it is a blind trust. Yeah. It really is. It is a blind trust.
It's kind of sick for me to assume you're going to take my toothbrush and scrub the toilet with it.
Now,
why would you do that?
I did always hear you were not supposed to, back when they had actual coffee pots in the hotel rooms, they would oftentimes warn you to wash those before you drink out of them. Because they said flight attendants, when they're going through, they will use it to wash their undergarments while they're in a layover. They'll put them in the coffee pot to swirl them around
or
and wash
in
them.
The ice tray. Like, never use the ice tray without the bag. The bag is a must.
Look, right. For the most part, I've given up. Once you have
kids, you give up germs.
Well, I give up the hotel defense. Like, when I take a shower in a hotel and I get out, I want something to cover my feet.
Slippers,
now,
yeah.
I walk around, you know, barefoot in my house. But in a hotel, the moment I step out of that room onto that carpet, it repulses me.
Which has never been cleaned.
Which has never been cleaned. But I'm like, okay, it's going to happen. So unless I'm going to wear socks out of the shower to the bed, then take the socks off because I'm not sleeping with socks on like Bobby does. I've given it up. I try to like tiptoe and take, you know, 2-3 steps over to the bed, do a little, you know, do a little combine leap and try to get in there. And the remote control, I'm not putting on gloves.
No.
You know, I'm not doing all that stuff, but
the remote control I've given up on. It's like, it is what it is. The comforter.
I'm not getting maid service if I'm there for 2 or 3 days. What is the minimum amount of days you have to stay before you have them come in and turn the room over? For me, it has to be over 3 days.
Yeah.
So I'm not even worried about this story unless we're in Oxnard. And I got plenty of other things to worry about in our hotel rooms in Oxnard than a maid. I got ant invasions and more.
Baby. If I'm with Sarah, we never get it, the room clean. If it's me by myself.
Why?
She doesn't like them going. She doesn't like them moving her stuff. She doesn't like them touching her stuff. Like if she has leave stuff on the bed,
okay.
She doesn't want them moving anything. Me, if it's just me, every night. Like I want the bed made every day.
You want it made every day.
Yeah. I like to be able to barely get into those sheets.
Oh, I hate that.
Be tucked in like a cocoon.
And there's nothing worse than coming back after the show, and you see that cart in front of your room.
Dude.
Nothing worse. I don't even want to risk it. I'd rather run out of towels. I'd rather dry myself with a hand towel.
I can't even begin to describe the defeat I feel when I see that car or see it like just down the hall and I'm like, oh crap, I got to race there and put that in front of the door because I'm not, I don't want to have to then just go downstairs and hang out for 20 minutes. But no, typically, I won't 3 days unless like Chop saying Kristen's there because then that's her job to clean the room.
Do you always, if they're in your room, like if they come to your room while you're there, do you always leave or do you just stay and let them clean while you're
there? Yeah, I leave. I do not hang out with it. It's just weird.
It's so very awkward.
It's weird.
Speaking of travel, we saw Elon save the people who got stuck in space. And now we're hearing about space relations.
This is something that we've, I saw this was this something you brought up recently, Chop, where people were talking about, I'm trying to remember, somebody brought up that space relations has never happened or the belief is that space relations has never happened. Well, you got somebody who used to work for NASA who is spilling the tea. She writes over at Slate. She used to be a scientist there for NASA, but she was not involved with the actual like missions or anything. She doesn't know what goes on with the astronauts. And so she wrote this piece where she talked to her friend who works for Mission Control. And she was telling her all these different things about, you know, we have this constant pipeline of audio that basically is streamed back to us all the time. We got to be able to hear in case something wrong happens. So we've got a constant feed of everything going on the space shuttle. She's like, wow, so you can hear all these weird bodily noises they make and different things like that. She goes, yep. And she goes, wait, you're the person asked then. So she asked her friend if space relations occurs, and the friend confirmed that they do. And not only that they occur, that back on Mission Control, they can hear all of it. Now, she asked her a little bit. She was like, okay, well, what about, you know, zero gravity? How exactly are you able to accomplish this and position yourself the correct way to make this happen? Well, as it turns out, it involves a whole lot of Velcro and as tight a space as you can. And I'm talking
about
the room.
That's kinky, Velcro.
Yeah, Velcro. And they're living quarters. They're little personal rooms, which are the size of a phone booth, so they're not floating around everywhere. They go in there and they have these sleeping bags you can Velcro into. And so one of them will Velcro in and then the other one just positions themselves.
You know, I guess it's the closest equivalent to being stuck on an island. If you're like looking at some supermodel and you're like, what would it take for me to get with her? And you're like, we'd have to be Tom Hanks out there with a volleyball for the rest of the time. And then eventually she'd give in.
Give in.
Well, that's like being out in space, I guess.
I mean, it's
what other option you got?
So we call it Camp D in Oxnard, right? You know, you don't see a woman for 2 weeks. You're like, what's going on here? Who is this that's coming to the wild?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just don't refer to it as that.
I just see how slow they move in the space shuttle. And I'm like, how can you? I don't know how that's possible.
It's more sensual.
I think,
it's more sensual.
Hey, you know what they say, though, about astronauts when you're in space? They say you grow by about 2 inches, your height.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Crack is back.
Yes. Now, I love this. I absolutely love this. Okay, so I am a huge fan of the old late 90s, early aughts low-rise jeans on the girl. I love to see like a good 8 inches between belly button and the top of the jean.
Bet you do.
That was fantastic. And now what they're saying is crack is back. Showing off the crack, if you know what I mean, is back when you're wearing clothes. Now, it doesn't mean just the jean.
Like plumber's crack?
Yeah, but on a girl, right? We don't call it plumber's crack on a girl. You just call it whatever. Like, but they're saying that the jeans, not only the jeans are kind of in, right? They're coming back to low rise, but the dresses and the clothes that show off the top portion, the dresses are cut so low that you could see like 2 or 3 inches.
All right, so this is not male crack is back.
It's not male crack. All right. Male crack is not back.
This is like the tramp stamp.
This, yeah, the tramp stamp's back now too. That's back. That's back in full force.
But what can you see coming back more between the tramp stamp or the barbed wire?
Which one do you
judge more? You judge the female one more.
You judge.
I feel it tells me more about you.
Well, that's judging.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm judging it. Hey, live your life. But you know, it's. I definitely say, oh, okay, that tells me.
It tells you a lot. Mm-hmm. Tells you a lot. But yeah, now the dresses are the girls wearing, showing off like 3-4 inches of butt crack.
And every single female bathing suit, it seems like, is just like the string.
Yes,
right up the butt crack.
It is. It is just the string, and it's glorious. It's glorious.
I wonder about that string, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right.
Like thong? A thong? Ladies? It's not like...
Like uncomfortable or...
No.
No?
I mean, it's
where it's been.
It's digging in there.
I love where it's been.
Let's stop this. That's freaking gross. 6 a.m. Club. That's what you get on a Friday edition of Sean and RJ. A final Tolo ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway. But RJ Choppy gets you set for the final four. And who is losing on the morning show? College Kegger is next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.